Supporters of a Trans-Pacific Partnership aren't giving up hope that the free trade deal can be enacted, despite President-elect Donald Trump's latest declaration that he'll withdraw the US from the 12-country agreement.
On trade, I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals.
That's the incoming president in a video he released earlier today. Well, Alan Oxley is chair of the APEC Study Centre at RMIT University in Melbourne, and he spoke with political reporter Tom Eagledon about the future of the deal.
The interesting thing is that there is provision to put this agreement through the Congress. And what we've found recently, just in fact since the election, two of the leaders in the House and in the Senate in the Congress have said, well, this TPP is not such a bad idea. Maybe we should leave it for a while and think about it. So while the president may withdraw executive support for the provision, the heads of the Congress clearly are indicating that there may be a prospect later down the path to perhaps pick it up. And that would not surprise me.
How long could the TPP be effectively parked in Congress, if you like, before people try and revive it, so to speak?
Well, the fast-track authority, which was negotiated in the Congress to enable the agreement to be adopted as one whole agreement rather be picked apart, which Obama asked for, sets a period of time. I think it's between 2 to 4 years. And one of the heads of one of the congressional committees has said, we've got a couple of years at least. Let's just leave it there for a while and think about it.
Looking at this from the political sort of filter, it does seem to have been a fairly central part of his appeal, certainly to, say the Rust Belt states in the US that got President Trump elected to be anti-free trade. It would be difficult, wouldn't it, for he and for Congress to ignore that very clear signal from those states?
Well, US policy is a bit different from ours. There's a long record of presidents making claims during election campaigns and they're not implementing. I understand Obama said at one point that he would get rid of the NAFTA agreement with Mexico and Canada. Clinton at one point was declared to be opposed to the NAFTA agreements during an election campaign period. So it's actually pretty normal. The acid test is really what comes on the path further down the track. My friends in Washington have warned that you can't really make any judgments about what will happen until you actually see the administrative orders and also who's put into Congress. But there is quite a degree of sympathy for the agreement. It's actually, I think many in the US recognise its significant importance for US positioning and trade policy in the Asia-Pacific region.
There has also been some suggestion floating around that perhaps the other 11 countries, including Australia, involved in the TPP, could go ahead without the United States. Is that a realistic prospect, do you think?
No, I don't think it's practicable. The key thing about trade agreements is that it's the big powers. It was the US and EU originally who, in the trade agreements in the WTO and the GATT, required legal compliance with the commitments. And that's a principle which has stayed with the major agreements. But there's something else about the TPP which has not been observed, which is very important. It embeds effectively a free trade agreement between Japan and the US.
And why is that important?
It's very important because they're the two of the biggest traders in the world. The Japanese have always been very uncomfortable about not having a free trade agreement with the US, but prior to getting beaten over the head on various agricultural issues. And Abe pioneered Japanese engagement in this. That's really the most important thing about this agreement, because the standards that will be set in managing trade between Japan and the US, two very advanced economies, will be the standards which would then be the basis for all the parties of the TPP. And ultimately, the long-term hope was that it would expand to cover all APEC economies, including China, in the long run.
Do you read, having said that, anything into the fact that Prime Minister Abe visited President-elect Trump in Trump Towers in New York on his way to APEC, the only regional leader from this region to do that?
I thought that was very significant. And Japan is one of those countries where he's made no criticisms at all. And I thought it was also significant that the Japan Prime Minister said nothing about the trade question. It was a very cordial meeting, he said. But his officials in the discussions in Peru just continued to argue very strongly for the TPP. But my guess is that the Japanese would not want to see this go away in a hurry.
Chair of the APEC Study Centre at RMIT University, Alan Oxley, speaking with our political reporter, Tom Eagledon.